And then I went to Evansville, Indiana, and built a little bridge across there where that day park is, and where they had races and all, and we built it. And then I come back here on Montgomery to build that water tank from there. I didn't make a long trip.
Yeah, well, you seen a pretty good bit of the country then, hadn't you? Ever, did you ever get to travel up in the northeast around New York up there?
No, I never have been there. My old lady's been there about three times. Now I know where to go.
You, you mentioned your wife. Is she still living?
Yep.
How old is she?
She's 62.
And is she Jehovah's Witness also?
Yep. She was one before I was, 28 years.
Oh, she's been one quite a while then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Granddad's been one about 20 years.
Oh, about 16, 17.
Yeah, I knew it was a pretty good while.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of education did she have?
She went through high school. And she took typers and bookkeeper and all that. And she was postmaster up here at West Boston.
Oh.
And she was there for about, I rode 3 years before I get loose from out there in Mobile working in the shipyard. I had to work. I had to wait for her to quit. And a year before they ever got anybody else, he trying to keep her.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And,
she could do all that typing and stuff. That's pretty hard to find the money.
They didn't want to get rid of her, but I come back up here a weekend. So I lost trouble, and so I just told her that she had to quit and come down there. Well, she said, yeah, I done quit, but they won't get nobody.
Yeah, I remember going up there and checking the mail. My grandmother was up there all the time. She always had a box up there.
And during the war, and all my family took that age-added food, and I the only one didn't take it.
Oh. And that flu, was that a pretty bad flu?
Yeah, and my cousin Vester was a doctor here.
Staff. Yeah, I had a swine flu.
And he was a doctor around here. He never lost a patient with his.
But did they treat you at home?
Yeah, they treat us at home, and he gave a liquid aspirin and castor oil mixed together in a bottle. And this drugstore up here, one filled it.
Did it put anybody in the hospital much?
No, they didn't put nobody in the hospital. And they were dying like flies over here in Camp Sheridan. And with it, and I was the only one doctoring them.
Oh. They had a little doctoring experience too, didn't they?
Yeah.
When did they close down Camp Sheridan?
Well, and right after the war stopped.
Right after the Second World War then?
And no, not the Second War.
First War.
And it was about in 1919. And they shut it down and tore down all the buildings and all except the big building back there and all where they had them circus and all, that was old prison building, where they kept the prisoners. Oh. I went over there to see them and all, and my daddy done all the this sewer line and water works over there, and built all them some of the buildings. He was a contractor, and he done all that.
Is anyone else in your family beside you and your wife?
Yes, sir.